Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Good morning, Cindy. My name is Mary. I was going through my credit card bill and I noticed I got charged twice for the same thing, and I'd like that charge removed, please.
Okay, I'll check and see if we have your information in the system. One moment. And what is your first and last name?
Mary Stewart.
Okay, one moment. Just need to pull up your link. Okay, I do have the link pulled up and I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve your order.
Cindy, I feel like I was duped, and I will never make this mistake again by buying anything on my phone. Oh my God, the little ad said, buy a backpack, just pay for shipping, and then I get snowballed into a huge bill, and I
Now
will never do that again.
I understand. Now, did you read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions?
Didn't even see it. I have glaucoma. I didn't even see any terms and conditions because the print was so big. Buy the backpack, ship me. And then I did, and I never saw any terms and conditions. And the last customer service girl gave me credit, but then his bill showed up again. Is this a monthly thing? Because I'm not, absolutely not paying this.
What's now? I had several Mary Stewarts that come up in the system.
Okay, STUART. Do you have STUART?
Let's see, hold on for one moment. Okay, I'm sorry. What's your email address again?
mstewart@twc.com.
Okay, yes, I do have that. Let's see. And then the address I have is 719 Avenue C, Redondo Beach, California. Okay. Let's see. I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the remainder of your order.
That's just it. I didn't order anything but one little silly backpack. And I'm getting all these charges for $67.32. I'm like, no.
And the system is still retrieving the order.
Are you in Florida?
No, I
Or are you?
wish.
Where
I
are you
wish I
in?
was. I am working from home in Georgia.
Okay.
Wish I was. Well, actually, I was in Florida for Thanksgiving. I was in Orlando.
Okay. This
Real
billing
nice.
is going from Florida.
What did you say?
The charge is showing up from Florida.
Oh, okay. That just is probably for billing purposes. Okay, so it looks like you ordered the tactical bag.
Oh, I did.
And when you ordered the tactical bag, it charged you the $5.74, and that was for the shipping and handling. And then it also enrolled you in that discount membership where you will receive $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
Which I'm not going to use. I don't do it. So the LaQuanda customer service, I called her and she gave me credit for that charge. But then it showed up again the next month, and I can't do this. You see the September 20th charge for $67.32?
Let's see.
That's the part that needs
Okay, so
to
she refunded the September 20th charge, 6732.
No, she refunded the August charge. The purchase was made in August, and the charge August 20th was $67.32. And she reversed that. And then, do you see where she reversed it September 30th?
Hold on for one moment. So it looks like you called in. What the heck? Hold on. Let me take a look at this. Hold on for one second. Okay, so you refunded on the 30th of September, 6732.
But they rebilled me again September 20th for 6732. So it's like two bills.
But see, you had already been billed. Well, you called in, I guess, and canceled in September. So the representative addressed the current charge. We can't go back and address August. So she addressed the September 20th charge. So that's why you were refunded in September.
Why did I get a September charge? Is this a monthly thing?
Yes. Well, see, you called in and canceled on the 30th of September, but your account had already been billed on the 20th. So she refunded the 20th of September charge.
She actually didn't, because I spoke with her after I got my bill for $67.42.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, the bill was due in October. She reduced that. So why did I get another bill for $67.32?
Okay, remember, when you called and canceled, you called and canceled on the 30th of September. But your account had already been billed on the 20th of September. And in
August.
Why
am I getting canceled every month? I don't want this service. Why am I getting
It's canceled now. It's recurring. When you initially signed up, you signed up on the 15th of August.
I just thought I was getting a little backpack paying for shipping only. I didn't see all this fine print stuff. I don't want to pay $70 for a $2 backpack.
Right, but see, that came along with the shopping discount membership. That's what you're being billed for in addition. But see, that's why it's so important to read over the disclosure. Whenever you order anything online, you have to read over the disclosure, the terms and conditions. It tells you in detail what you're signing up for.
I honestly didn't see anything. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. So the last time, is there any way you can remove this charge for 60? I'm on a fixed income. I'm a senior. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I would be very grateful if you could reverse this charge.
The only thing I can do is credit 35% back for that charge. The 6732. Let's see. One moment.
You can't do 50%?
I'll do 50.
Thank you.
Let's see. You're welcome. One moment. Hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Be right with you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to submit the refund to corporate. I'm going to refund it in full. Hold the line for one moment, please. Just going to have to make updates and notes on the account. I'm still here making updates.
Okay, I appreciate this.
No problem. Send it over to corporate so they can go on and just refund it in full.
Oh, you're an angel. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Now I'm just making sure. I'm making sure. No additional charges. I was making sure the account was canceled.
All right.
See, and I do show that it is. Now I'm just submitting this request over to corporate. One moment. I was just telling my daughter I wanted to see some snow. I'm from Chicago. And I just, you know, I like seeing snow around the holiday time. And I know my grandson would like to see it. But
but
it hasn't
snow in Georgia, right?
Yeah, it doesn't snow. Just a little. And then just as fast as it snows, then it melts. But you know, nothing like in Chicago. But it hasn't even really snowed in Chicago. Then I was thinking, I was like, it'd be nice if we could take a quick trip to New York, but I don't think it snowed there either.
I think you have to wait till January.
Mm-hmm. And then might get stuck.
Yeah, well,
yeah. They can't get back. It snowed in. So, did you say you visited Chicago?
I did. I liked it.
Did you like it?
I did. We did that Miracle Mile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
It was really exciting.
Yeah, it's nice. No place like home, but I love the warm weather. I've gotten spoiled since I've moved to Georgia.
Well, you know, as you get older, you want to be warm and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know your age, but I'm older, and I want to be warm and comfortable.
Right. I like Florida, too. I like the palm trees.
You know, they have so many hurricanes.
And that's the only thing. Yes, that's the only thing. All the hurricanes and stuff. We went to Orlando. It was nice, too. The weather was like, it was about 83, 84. So it was nice. My son loved it. And my grandson, he cried. He didn't want to leave. I said, we have to go. You have to go to school. And he cried, bless his little heart. I said, we'll be back.
Yeah, he was having fun.
He was having a lot of fun, spending all my money. But you only live once. What the hey?
You know what? You can take it with you.
You can't take
it
with
you.
Exactly. And I'm a breast cancer survivor. I've been breast cancer free now since August of August 13, 2021. So yeah, so it's a blessing. Thank you.
It is.
So I take one day at a time and, you know, just try to live right.
Yeah.
So, well, you're all set. I did refund that charge. I sent it over to corporate. It takes about 3 to 5 business days for it to process. And I made sure the account and everything was closed out. No future charges of the 6732.
Thank you so much, Cindy. You are a blessing, and I wish you a happy holiday.
Oh, same to you, okay? Thank you for calling customer care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.